Well, I thought that at times we were excellent. You know, I thought our ball movement, I thought our pace, you know, we just really looked good at times. But then, you know, we had an opportunity, I thought, in the third quarter, especially to put them away, to have a big lead, and we let them back into it. But give them credit for that. They made some good plays. I think they're a talented team. Ever since they made the changes, you know they're going to be a tough game every night. And then down the stretch, we probably could have wrapped it up a little easier. As far as the stress meter goes, it was off the charts tonight because we got to do a better job of closing out the game. But when it came down to it, we made the defensive play we needed to make.
Yeah, it was a really high-tempo start, and I think you raced out to a 13-point lead. You must have been delighted with the start you got to the game.
Yeah, you know, we had a long trip to Glasgow on the weekend, didn't get back into the early hours on Monday morning, and a sickness has been going around our team. So I was wondering what kind of energy we had, but boy, did we come out, you know, flying. It's a fun place to play here. I think the guys look forward to it, and we get a good fan support up here, and the energy was there for us. But they're a tough team, well coached. And we knew that they would keep coming, but I just thought, you know, tonight we could have wrapped it up a little bit earlier, but we made the last play of the game, which was important.
When they improved the defensive effort, I think they kept you a bit more to the outside, certainly. But in that situation, how important was Tyler Bernardini hitting those three-point shots?
Yeah, Tyler had a great game tonight. You know, he is a guy that he gives his all every game. You know, he's been a little bit up and down, you know, scoring wise, but he's always doing the little things that we need to do. But he was great tonight. Even the last play of the game, I thought he made a good defensive play to get the stop. And yeah, I thought Andy Thompson was excellent tonight, too. So, you know, we're playing without Drew Sullivan as well. You know, we've missed him over the last few games, and it's given other guys a chance to step up. And we've done a good job with that. I think we're 4 or 5 in a row right now. So we're rolling.
Yeah, and how important is it to get back to, you know, a bit of a run? Do you feel like you're getting back to a bit of momentum after that loss to Newcastle? I think 5 on the trot now.
Yeah, I mean, that was a tough loss for us, no doubt about it at home. But when you look up all of a sudden here, we're 14-2 in the league. I mean, you know, you tell me that at the beginning of the season, I would have signed up for that. You know, we're in the quarterfinals of the trophy. So this team is pretty much a new team, too. We have a lot of new players, different type of team. So I think our best basketball is ahead of us. And at times tonight, you could see that. I think we're really getting to where we want to go. Now we have to work on putting teams away when we can. But this season is a tough season in this league. I think every night is going to be a challenge. And I think there's a lot of teams that can, you know, make things interesting.
One of the great strengths of this side seems to be that on any given night, a different player will come to the fore and step up. You know, we saw tonight it was Tyler Bernardini, and, you know, against Glasgow it was Pierre Hampton. I guess that's the way that you've gone about building and assembling this team.
Yeah, I mean, it's, for us, we always want to have a lot of options, and we don't want to be predictable. I think that's important for us. We don't want to be the team that you know what you have to do, stop one guy, maybe two guys. You know, and the good thing is that our guys have been very unselfish about it, because sometimes guys don't get the opportunities in certain games, but they know if they wait their turn, they'll, you know, do what they got to do. I thought Connor Washington today was good in his minutes off the bench, and, you know, didn't play super amount of minutes, but you know, with us guys are all about the team, and I think that's why it's so fun to coach these guys.
Return to home coming next after two games on the road, Cheshire. Thoughts ahead of that one?
Yeah, Cheshire's been playing good basketball as of late. They're athletic. You know, they're playing with a freedom. And, you know, they have two of our former players there, so we know those guys pretty well. Should be a good game. We're looking forward to getting back at home. You know, we're looking forward to playing in that arena. Over the last few games, that crowd has really turned it up, and we want to have that type of home court. So Saturday night at home, hopefully our fans can come and make some noise.